Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. Hope all is well in your world. We're back for some more wonderful conversation, dialogue, news, talk, all the things that we do in this broadcast, and following any breaking news that may develop during the course of the broadcast today or any other day. Of course, what is dominating the news? The ongoing so-called impeachment effort and the new drama today is over testimony that will not happen. We'll talk about that, the whys and wherefores during the course of this. Also, we'll have an intriguing story about Brexit. It's one of those bizarre stories, like where in the world does this story come from? But we'll address it coming up a little bit later on. If you listen to this program with regularity, you'll understand that one of the things that has been a concern of mine for quite some time is our discourse. Because, unfortunately, it's not been very good in recent years. And it shows signs of continuing to decline. One of the big stories that continues to get a lot of social media attention is the Amber Geiger murder trial. We told you about the unfortunate demise of a key witness on Friday. We talked about that yesterday. I believe it was on Friday's show we shared with you the incredible drama that played out in the courtroom with a brother of Botham Jean and the judge. We told you in yesterday's program, in fact, that the judge is taking criticism. In fact, a group is coming after her, saying that what she did was unprofessional and inappropriate. Remember, she gave Amber Geiger a hug and gave her a Bible. God forbid she'd do such a thing. I wonder if it would have been okay to give her a satanic Bible. I'm just curious. Just putting it out there. The judge's name is Tammy Kemp. And the more I've seen of her, the more I've been quite impressed by her temperament. This is not a woman, I think, who is looking to gain attention, but someone who just has a heart. She was interviewed by a television station to address some of the things that have been the subject of controversy in recent days. And one of the things that she addresses, she starts off talking about the question of why Botham Jean's brother was allowed to do something very unusual and approach and hug Amber Geiger. And the other question, her interaction with Ms. Geiger. Here is how that exchange took place in this television interview.
What I was thinking about at that moment was, at the forefront of my mind was Sheriff Brown's policies. And that is generally there's no contact with the defendant. But when he said please a second time, I just could not refuse him. I could not. And so I said yes. I thought they both needed it. And that's why I didn't want to stand in the way of it.
Now, soon after that emotional moment and walking over to hug Jean's family, Judge Kemp walked over to Geiger to talk to her. Judge Kemp says she talked about her with forgiveness, and Geiger requested a hug from the judge twice. A conversation about God led to Judge Kemp giving Geiger her personal Bible, which she retrieved from her chambers.
What I told her was, Brant Jean has forgiven you. Please forgive yourself so that you can live a purposeful life when you get out of prison. She asked me if God would forgive her. And I said, yes, I believe he will. He will forgive you. And then she said, well, I don't even have a Bible. I don't know where to begin. I don't have a Bible. And I just said, I'll get you one. I saw someone who was really, really hurting deeply. And if a hug was going to help her, I had to extend love and compassion to her.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? See, one of the reasons I am sharing this, I appreciate this woman's courage to be willing to take a chance. I don't even know if she thought to the point of, boy, this is going to be criticized. It's going to get a lot of social media attention. I'm not even sure this went through her mind. But I love the fact that she just responds as a human being. She steps out of the judge role just for a moment to be a human being. And this is what we need to do. Because the temptation very often is to get stuck in these roles and feel like we are constricted, and that we are not allowed to just be humans. Here's another case in point. Another story getting a lot of attention over the weekend. An NFL game in Dallas, Texas on Sunday. You want to talk about unusual? How about an openly lesbian entertainer sitting next to a Republican president? Boy, this really generated a lot of attention. Do we still have time to play it in this segment?
Yeah, I think so.
Here is Ellen explaining what happened as she was sitting next to George W. Bush.
But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And, but a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. And but here's one tweet that I loved. This person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. And exactly. Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. And I'm friends with people who are furry, as a matter of fact. I have friends who should tweeze more. And I have... But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
Isn't that great? I was profoundly encouraged when I heard her communicate this, because this is exactly what I've been talking about for quite some time, and this is something that will continue to be a theme that will run through who we are and what we do. When I say we, I mean myself. And I hope that you're along for the ride as well, as we learn to be civil human beings. Can we do that together? We'll talk about the latest developments in impeachment coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to the Vince Coakley radio program on the text line. I like this one. I don't always listen to 106.3 WORD, but when I do, I listen to Vince Coakley.
Yeah.
There's a wise person.
Right.
Also, on the subject we're going to be talking about a little bit later on, testimony prevented. This texter says, Vince, if Trump did nothing wrong, why prevent people from testifying? You know, we should save this text. I think I will. I'm going to tell John this song this person is recommending. Good idea. Ellen was not sitting next to a conservative Republican former president. Ooh, that's a little bit of a jab at George W. Bush. This person would like to know, would this have been okay had it been the Quran the judge handed to her? Okay with who? If she willingly received it, I have no problem with that. Another person saying here, not a surprise. The liberal indoctrinating, oh my goodness, I'm not going to use this word, would be friends with a rhino. Good for Ellen. Didn't she publicly state Trump is not welcome on her show? I'm not sure about that, but it would not surprise me. Also, preventing testimony requires the Dems to put forward a vote. No vote, no talking. I think that's a good approach. And I've heard this from multiple legal minds, that before anything proceeds along the lines of impeachment, what's necessary here is an impeachment vote. And this is something so far Nancy Pelosi has not done. And my understanding is they don't have the votes for a full House vote. Now, what is this about? Well, it's really about two things. One, it's about the law. And the other, it is about politics. Let's talk about the law first. Before they proceed with impeachment, legally speaking, there should be a full House vote. A full House vote. Now, that's from a legal standpoint. How about the political? Well, the political aspect of this, there should be a vote, because this will give an opportunity for us to see where these folks stand. Now, the idea behind this, the strategy for Republicans in the Trump administration, is they want to make sure that these politicians are on the record. Now, this is especially tough for those members of Congress that are coming up for re-election in 2020 in districts that President Donald Trump won. And just give this as an example. Let's say you're in a district Trump won by 20 points. Are you going to want to vote for impeachment and want that vote on the record? You will get beat like a drum next year. And the politicians know that. See, Ms. Pelosi, what she's determined to do is hold on to her speakership. The last thing she wants is to give the weapon of a full vote to certain members of Congress who are potentially in danger next year. Because if they're in danger, she's in danger. It's all about self-interest. This is not a surprise. Let's go out to a call here from Randy. Good morning. Welcome, Randy.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to find out, why is it that we have our politicians now, they just pulling for their own party and not our country? You know, it's like, I don't know if there's a red line for Donald Trump or not with Republicans. I think he can do whatever he wants to do, and they will still vote for him. And I feel that our country is really, really going to suffer for that in the coming years, especially our kids.
So what's the way out of this?
Well, what do you mean the way out of what?
Of where we are right now.
Well, the thing about it is, man, this is what I'm saying, Vince. If I go out here and I commit crimes, then I'm held accountable for it. And so if you say, well, the president can't be held accountable for the things in his actions, then what do we have?
Hey, who's actually saying that, Randy?
I'm sorry?
Who's saying that?
I mean, this is what the Republican Party is saying.
So here, and I think I asked you this question before, Randy. What is the crime?
The crime is basically going to a foreign foreign country and asking them to meddle in our elections. That's criminal.
Now, how was that done specifically?
How do you ask another country to get involved in your election?
Now, show me that. Well, I would love for you to quote for me a reference from the transcript about anything related to an election.
Well, no, I mean, it's not going to be a verbatim thing, Vance. Everybody has common sense. Everybody knows exactly what he's asking.
So, in other words, you believe you know Donald Trump's mind and his heart?
I only know Donald Trump's actions.
Okay.
And his actions are repetitive, and his actions are the same thing over and over and over. He doesn't change.
Okay.
So therefore, it doesn't take a quid pro quo to say, okay, well, yeah, man, this guy is urging this president of another country to do these things, and then saying, hey, man, we have this money that we know that you need.
So you're saying it's not possible at all that the president is just concerned about corruption?
I mean, I believe that there's presidents that have been presidents that are concerned with corruption, but definitely not this fella. No.
Okay, fair enough, Randy. No. Appreciate your call there. I don't think he trusts the president's motives here. What do you think? See, and here's the danger. Go back and apply the golden rule here. Now, think about yourself. Think about your shortcomings, whatever they are. Would you want to be treated the same way by authorities? That people read into you the worst motivation. The reason you did this was for something illegal. And they read a crime into your behavior. Thought crime. Motive crime. These are all speculations of the human heart. Very, very dangerous territory to go into, if you ask me. Larry out of Concord, good morning.
Good morning, Vince.
Yes, sir.
Vince, I wanted to discuss this impeachment inquiry or impeachment vote. One of the things I was reading about the impeachment process is that if there is a formal vote to have an impeachment, that this gives subpoena power not only to the Democrats, but also to the Republicans. And therefore, the Republicans could subpoena Adam Schiff to testify about what he knew and when did he know it on the whistleblower. And that is one of the things that is of concern to some of the Democrats in the House, is giving the Republicans the ability to subpoena witnesses in this impeachment trial.
It ought to be a cause for concern, for good reason, because Mr. Schiff, he does have some very important questions to answer. I appreciate your call there, Larry, because the man's already lied to us. Well, he's done this at least a couple of times, one by this narrative that he put together himself, a misrepresentation of the facts, and it gets worse.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back on the broadcast, and before we go to some of your calls, we'll tell you what's happened now on the impeachment front. The Trump administration ordering the U.S. ambassador to the European Union not to appear at a scheduled deposition on the Ukraine controversy. This is according to his lawyer. This is obviously going to increase, and it is increasing, tension between House Democrats and the White House. The guy's name is Gordon Sondland. The Democrats, they are furious. And the reaction is quite predictable. Now, attorney for Sondland said the order not to appear came from the State Department. Robert Luskin is the attorney. He said Sondland, who had previously agreed to appear voluntarily for the closed session, is required to follow the State Department's direction. No reason for the direction was cited. Luskin said Sondland is profoundly disappointed he will not be able to testify. His statement said Ambassador Sondland hopes the issues raised by the State Department that preclude his testimony will be resolved promptly. He stands ready to testify on short notice whenever he is permitted to appear. Fox News is told, however, while Sondland is not showing up for now, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff plans to draft a subpoena to try to secure his testimony later in the day. So we will see what happens here. And I told you the prediction from the Democrats on the Democrats' behavior. The behavior is very predictable. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has blasted the State Department's ordering the U.S. ambassador, the European Union, not to testify before lawmakers as part of its impeachment probe. Schiff said the blocking of Ambassador Gordon Sondland's testimony was yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress. This is so stupid, it about makes me want to cuss. But I won't. Sondland, scheduled to testify, but it ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. Trump saying on Twitter the ambassador would be appearing before a kangaroo court. Don't insult kangaroos. Let's go out to a call here from Kate in Mint Hill. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I think that this is one of the saddest things in times in our history of the United States, because this is revenge time. And I think that that's a really true fact. No one is going to step back and look at the facts on either side. If this man is guilty of doing something that's wrong, he should be impeached. However, facts right now do not substantiate anything. We've gone through millions and millions of dollars. So how many more millions with Mueller? How many more millions do I have to spend to create a coup?
So it sounds like you're quite skeptical of this entire proceeding.
I am, because I think that if you're a logical person, you look at facts and you read those facts and you run the facts down and you say, okay, this, and this. But 1 + 1 is 2. 1 + 1 is not equal 12.
Well, the way we're going, Kate, that could all be under question in a matter of time.
We have become so intolerant of one another.
Yes.
And that's where we are. People don't even, and you had a gentleman that was on earlier, and you asked him some specific questions, and you were respectful, and he was respectful. But the bottom line is that he is so convinced, not by fact, but by feeling.
Yes.
I feel that this person is evil, because that's what I've been told. Not,
yes.
Not that the facts substantiate it.
And
I am all for making sure that if there is something that is terribly wrong that this man did, that is our president, and he was duly elected, this is not the time to do a coup. We are showing the world that we don't know what the hell we're doing as a nation. That we have taken all of the things that are unconstitutional. We've taken our constitution, we've ripped it apart, shredded it apart. We are burning the flag because we do not like the result of an election. The majority of the country is still behind this president because, as a woman, he has helped me. As a minority, he has helped them. The real facts are there as far as what he's done for the country. And I may not like a lot of the stuff that he does. I hate his tweeting. But the bottom line is that he is not doing something that is horrible for our country, except the fact that none of us want to sit down at the table and talk logically. We are intolerant of what anyone says that is contrary to what we think. And it's just a sad fact as to where we are. And I don't know if there's any climbing out of this abyss.
Yeah, I'm with you. I appreciate your call there, Kate. You've expressed a lot of sentiments that I fully understand. Let's go out to Louie. Let's see, in Greer. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
I'd like to say that all this that's going on right now in our country with our president is absolutely ridiculous. He goes up and on national television for the world to see and hear that the phone call, he just made it up. He'd make a great Hollywood script writer, I tell you that. this is nothing can be believed by this man. Anytime he opens his mouth, you know it's a lie. As far as the president saying, listen, I'll cooperate, but as long as you go by the proper procedures and policies and you do a House vote, then I'll cooperate fully. He's cooperated fully in the past without question, and look where that got him. It got him more headaches and more sleepless nights, I'm sure.
Yeah, these folks don't let up. There's no question about it. Appreciate your call there, Louie. By the way, we've got a new development this morning. And I told you, during the course of this broadcast, we always have some form of breaking news going on. Now, we're hearing from Republicans. In fact, they're wanting to see someone on the president's side testify about this whole Ukraine story. Who is this senator? Who is out there, Republican, calling for testimony from someone on the president's side? And who is that person? We will find out in just a bit. Over on the text line, amen to the last two callers. It's not only ridiculous what's going on, but harmful to the U.S. equals us. Quite unfortunate. Vince, powers that be have us right where they want us, 50-50 divided, prepping us for worse to come. Talking heads on TV are not your friends on either side and are part of the problem. All millionaires manipulating the masses with disinformation. Christ is the only solution. Well, that is for sure. If you think Shifty Shift lied, I want to see a lot of Republicans come in front of Congress to testify. But they're avoiding Congress. That's an admission of guilt. Stay with us. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Some speculation here about who was going to be calling for witnesses. This person says, let me guess, Mitt Romney. Really? Two people saying this. Is it Mitt Romney or that turncoat Susan so-and-so? I assume you're referring to Susan Collins. Yeah. Vince, if the left can impeach without evidence, why doesn't the AG file sedition charges against Pelosi, Schiff, and others with amounts of available evidence? Seditious conspiracy is an actual felony. The punishment is up to 20 years in prison. Put them on their heels. Boy, that would be kind of interesting to see.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But I'm going to keep you in suspense through a call from John in Charlotte. Good morning, John. Earth calling John. Come in, John. Going once, going twice. Let us go out to Keith in Rock Hill. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Vince. How are you, sir?
All right.
I've got a stupid question, dumb question, or however you want to answer it. And before you say there's no dumb question, you hadn't heard this one yet.
Try me.
Do you not think that impeachment is almost a waste of time? There's been over 60 impeachments in the country, in the history of the United States from 1797. Matter of fact, the first one was a senator from North Carolina. There's only been 8 convictions where they were removed from office, and all of those were federal judges.
Wow.
You understand what I'm asking?
That's a pretty interesting stat.
Well, it's just almost a waste of time.
Yes, and what does it tell you about this process right now, Keith? What does it tell you?
Well, let's be realistic about it. The House says we need to impeach. That's always their duty. The Senate always does the court case itself, because let's just take the word impeachment out of it. It's a trial. Let's call it what it actually is. It's a trial. Typically, the Senate never convicts, never. It's the history of the United States. They just don't convict. The closest was Andrew Johnson in 1868, and the Senate released him by one vote.
Yes.
It's just a stunt, is what it comes down to,
Keith. That's what we're saying here, isn't it?
Yeah, it costs millions and millions and millions of dollars to do this. And we already have an impeachment process. It's called Don't Re-Elect.
Yep.
Bottom line, is it worth the millions of dollars to kick that person out of office? Well, good, bad, or indifferent, because the Senate and the House have the ability to control the president if they would actually do it, because regardless of what people want to think, the president only carries 1/3 of the power. The Senate and the House carries 1/3 of the power, and the Supreme Court carries 1/3 of the power.
All you have to do is just neutralize the president. This is a lot of what happened during the Barack Obama presidency. A lot of things that he attempted to do, they were neutralized just by the fact that he didn't have control over all the branches, of the legislative branch, as he did at the very beginning. Appreciate your call there, Keith. And very interesting thought you've communicated there about that stat. I mean, when you consider dozens of people impeached and only a handful of them convicted, it really makes you wonder, what was the motivation? See, and this is another thing that I think people need to remember. If this does happen, Trump would be only the 3rd president impeached. But doesn't this tell you, and this is where I get really ticked off when I hear people this is a coup attempt. This is a coup attempt. Come on. These things have been tried before. It's not new. It's not new at all. Let's tell you who's talking about inviting a guest to testify. It's Lindsey Graham. Your very own Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, saying he's going to invite President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about Ukraine. Here's what he said just today. He said, I will offer to Mr. Giuliani the opportunity to come before the Senate Judiciary Committee to inform the committee of his concerns. He put this out in a series of tweets. Given the House of Representatives' behavior, it's time for the Senate to inquire about corruption and other improprieties involving Ukraine. Therefore, I will offer to Mr. Giuliani the opportunity to come before the Senate Judiciary Committee to inform the committee of his concerns. So, what do you think about this? Think this is a good idea for Rudy? Honestly, my own opinion, I'm done with Rudy. I'm tired of seeing this man, sick of seeing this man, sick of hearing from this man. He's had a few slip-ups, too, and inconsistencies just with television interviews. But
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.